To France now, where a satirical magazine has reprinted the Danish cartoons and added one of its own on its front page. The move has further angered the French Muslim community, the largest in Europe. It has also brought condemnation from President Jacques Chirac. Eleanor Beardsley has the story from Paris.
The front cover of the latest edition of the magazine Charlie Hebdo depicts a distraught Muhammad burying his face in his hands and saying, "It's hard to be loved by idiots." The inside pages show the 12 Danish cartoons together with several of the newspaper's own irreverent depictions of Jesus, the Pope, and Jewish rabbis. Two policemen were posted outside the newspaper's Paris headquarters today in response to a number of threatening telephone calls. Today's issue has attracted a lot of attention, selling out in a matter of hours. French President Jacques Chirac called reprinting the incendiary cartoons a provocation. But Charlie Hebdo's director, Philippe Val, says restricting the criticism of religion threatens the separation of church and state and democracy itself.
If we start to say that the criticism of religion is a provocation, democracy is washed up. We can't give in to that. In the end, concessions feed terrorism, fear, and extremism. The principles and laws of democracies have to be firmly applied and adhered to.
Demonstrators from Afghanistan to Lebanon attacked embassies and European Union offices, and several people have now died in the violence. Muslims also held more peaceful demonstrations in European capitals like Paris, Brussels, and London. Many Muslims charge that hate speech laws are implemented unfairly in Europe and that the rules governing free speech, tolerance, and the boundaries of public expression are often inconsistent. Leaders of the French Muslim community took Charlie Hebdo to court in an unsuccessful attempt to stop the publication of this week's edition. They said it was an attack on people's religious sensitivities. Ahmed El-Kayi is the director of Beurre FM, a radio station aimed at French youth of North African descent. He says it's not about choosing between freedom of speech and religion, but about applying French laws fairly.
Our listeners absolutely support freedom of expression, but as French Muslims, they feel there's a double standard when it comes to protecting religious beliefs. When other religious groups are under attack, it seems that French laws are enacted and there is appropriate condemnation from politicians. And that's what many Muslims feel is missing from this cartoon affair.
Kayi says an Arabic news station, Al Menar, was taken off the air in France last year when its content was deemed anti-Semitic. The Catholic Church has also recently won a court injunction to ban a fashion ad depicting the Last Supper. Kayi says newspapers like Charlie Hebdo are able to print the inflammatory cartoons only because they are aimed at Muslims. But Charlie Hebdo's editor says his magazine makes no distinctions. Philippe Val says the publication has been sued no fewer than 15 times, mostly by what he calls Christian extremist groups.
La ligne, elle est simple. La ligne, elle est définie par le droit français.
It's simple where to draw the line. It's all defined by French law. Defamation, inciting anti-Semitism, or racial hatred. All that is defined by the law, and we accept and even support those laws.
Some French politicians and community leaders have said reprinting the cartoons amounts to throwing oil on the fire. Others say not printing them compromises free speech and smacks of appeasement. Hervé Mariton is a member of the French Parliament.
If I were a journalist, I would not publish these caricatures, but I do understand the right of the paper to publish them. And if people feel that this should not have been published, they can go to court, they can win, they can lose. It is the simple question of freedom of press.
The cartoon debate is now dominating public discussion in France and shows no signs of abating. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.